This podcast is proudly supported by Red Energy, most satisfied customers 12 years in a row, Prince Wine Store, and the Bendigo Art Gallery, presenting Elvis direct from Graceland. Created in partnership with Graceland, this Australian exclusive exhibition explores the life and style of Elvis Presley. On now until July 17, tickets from bendigoartgallery.com.au. Welcome everyone to Footy Tips. It is round 10 already of the AFL. I'm producer Jane Neild. I am in the studio with Caroline Wilson and Corey Perkin. We are here thanks to Red Energy, most satisfied customers 12 years in a row. A little bit of mixed results last week in tipping. Corey, you and Hugh got 5. You thought you got only 2, Corey.
I did.
How did you get that so wrong?
Well, I'd never remember.
5's okay.
I kind of walk out of here and some weeks I think I've got the full Monty, but I was glad to get 5 because I didn't tip very well at all.
Caro, you and I got 7.
Oh, stop it.
A couple of those I pulled out of the bag. Of course, Richmond had the win over the Hawks, so Corey, commiserations on that one. We kind of knew that was going to happen. The Saints upset the Cats, which I thought after I tipped, oh, what are you thinking? Hello, Saints.
Yeah, no, that was one I regretted. And my godson, JB, son of Anna from the op shop, he saw the Gold Coast upset coming. He tipped that. Yes. I just didn't think about it, but that was a great tip.
The Swans absolutely thrashed the Bombers. Carlton supporters, they're up and about. They're very happy over the win over
up
the
and
GWS.
About, annoyingly up and about.
well done to our potties. There's quite a few people who actually tipped 8 in round 9. In the top 5, Kelly M. In the top 5, Gary A in the number 5 spot, Jane H from Anglesey, number 4, Jason A. His username is Canadian Nemo. There's a story behind that. Number 3, Ginger M in the number 2 spot and Mark R in the number 1 position in the Don't Shoot the Messenger footy tipping competition. So really good tipping by a whole lot of people. Now, let's have a look at round 10. And of course, as we mentioned in the main game, our main episode, it is Dreamtime at the G. From what I understand, that is just becoming such a massive event. I tried to organise some tickets for a radio station we work with, all the corporate hospitality. It is booked out. It is sold out. It's becoming a major, major event, or has been for a while, Caro.
It has been for a while, and it's back at the MCG for the first time since COVID, which is wonderful news. Also wonderful news is that you remember my mother Julia complaining about the MCC a couple of weeks ago. Yes. On our BCNA podcast at Bell's Hotel. They've changed the rules. The club has listened. And you can now, as an MCC member, go to your club again without having to pay a booking fee or book a ticket and go and sit on the top deck. So
She's a woman of influence, your
mother.
This
is a big win. A big win.
We all knew that Julia was great, but that makes her really great.
So kicking off round 10, we have Carlton taking on the Sydney Swans. Looking pretty even to tipsters at the moment. Caro, who's it going to be and by how many points?
Yeah, this is a really tough one, but I'm going to say Carlton.
I'm Carlton too, Jane.
Oh, how many points?
I'm going to say by 18 points.
7.
Ooh, Carlton for me by 12 points. Then we have the Cats taking on Port Adelaide at GMHBA Stadium on Election Day. Caro, you're heading to the Cattery, you said?
I am. I'll be at 2 games on that day. This is really difficult. This is so difficult. Oh, look, Port Adelaide have won 4 in a row. And Geelong are looking dodgy.
But they're at home.
I think Geelong.
I'm going Geelong.
I'm going the upset and hoping that Port Adelaide will get the job done. Our GWS taking on the West Coast Eagles at Giants Stadium. Looks like everyone tipping the Giants at this stage. Caro, do you beg to differ?
No, Eagles have no hope. GWS with their new coach, temporary coach Mark McVeigh.
GWS for me too.
And GWS for me as well. Hawthorn taking on the Brisbane Lions. This one down in Tassie, which I think will be a little chilly for the Brisbane Lions at this time of year.
Yeah, I think Brisbane are going to win though.
I tell you what, if Hawthorn come back with another loss, it'll be a pretty chilly welcome back to Melbourne. I am sticking with the Hawks. I know I'm crazy, but I am.
I'm going for the Lions. North Melbourne got absolutely thrashed last weekend. They have no chance against Melbourne. So you can gather that I'm tipping Melbourne, who had a great win last week as well. Caro?
Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Richmond taking on Essendon. Dreamtime at the G. Marlon Pickett not playing. The suspension held up there.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, Damien Hardwick virtually admitted it before they even went to the appeal. Eddie Maguire's up in arms about it, made that quite clear with Footy Classified. Look, this is a... I know Richmond should beat Essendon on paper, but Essendon have been shamed, attacked, vilified, ridiculed, you know, humiliated by the media this week and all the commentators. And I just worry that they're going to come out all guns blazing, but I still think the Tigers will get them.
I don't think they will be, Caro. I think that week might be another week or two away because they are meeting your Tigers. And Richmond looked really good last week against Hawthorn.
So Tigers for you, Corey, as well, and yes. Tigers for me. The Western Bulldogs, this one down in Ballarat at Mars Stadium. I always have to plug the Mars Stadium games. It is such a great day out down in Ballarat. Gold Coast Suns, what are the chances, Caro?
Yeah, look, Gold Coast Suns need to keep winning if Stuart Dew is going to keep his job. And at the moment, they've been really impressive. But the Bulldogs lost their last game at Mars. They're not going to lose another game there this year. I think the Bulldogs.
Bulldogs for me.
Yeah, Bulldogs on that sort of relatively home turf for them. The Adelaide Crows taking on St Kilda. This is a home game for the Crows.
Saints.
Ah, Saints for me.
And Saints.
We're copying each other this week, aren't we?
We are. Get with the strength, Corrie.
Fremantle wrapping up round 10, taking on Collingwood at Optus Stadium.
Dockers.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I know.
They'll bounce back after losing to the Gold Coast.
And they're travelling. Collingwood's travelling. Yep, I'll go Fremantle as well. I was just trying to do something different to you. So people don't say that I'm copycatting.
Did
you say sticking with the strength?
No, Corrie, you went first a couple of times. I've just say I've copied you. I think we got every tip identical. No,
almost.
We haven't.
I've gone Hawks.
Oh, you need to.
Maybe
they'll win, but I'd be surprised. Anyway.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Collingwood might actually get the job done over in WA.
If you get that tip.
That's a crazy tip,
that's
Jane.
What I thought about Saints last week, and look what happened there. So.
That's true.
Thank you, ladies, and thanks to everyone who is tipping along. We really appreciate your involvement in our tipping. Don't forget to listen to Dear Caro and Corrie later in the week when we drop that. A really interesting little question from a listener who had a close-up and personal interaction with Caroline Wilson recently and needs a little bit of advice on the etiquette of a celebrity meet. Thanks to Red Energy, and what do we say?
Don't shoot the messenger.
This podcast is proudly supported by Red Energy, most satisfied customers 12 years in a row, Prince Wine Store, and the Bendigo Art Gallery, presenting Elvis direct from Graceland. Created in partnership with Graceland, this Australian exclusive exhibition explores the life and style of Elvis Presley. On now until July 17, tickets from bendigoartgallery.com.au.